We have much for which to celebrate today. If you have been invited to our church today, if you are a guest this morning because one of your friends invited you as we celebrated National Best Friends Day, we want to offer you a special word of welcome. We do hope that you feel at home here among us. And to our graduates, we are so proud of you, of all your accomplishments. Our prayers are with you. We also warmly welcome your families who are here celebrating with you. And it's also our birthday. So happy birthday, church. It's not just the birthday of River Road Church, of course. No, today is the birthday of Christ Church across this globe. We celebrate Pentecost Sunday because it marks the day that the church was born, when the whole body of believers was united by the power of God's Holy Spirit. According to the story that Katie read so bravely from the book of Acts, she drew the short straw with all those difficult names to pronounce. According to that story, a mighty wind blew through a house in a back alley of Jerusalem. This wind, we're told it's God's own breath, this wind gave Jesus' disciples exactly what they needed to turn the world upside down. Pentecost was when the same Holy Spirit that filled Jesus also filled his followers, giving them birth, breathing life into them, giving them all the love and grace and power they would need to carry on Christ's good work in his name. So Pentecost really is the birthday of the church. Here's the context. There was a crowd of people gathering inside this house in Jerusalem. I wouldn't be surprised if the doors were unlocked and the windows were all raised, because I think they were expecting something. Something to come in from the outside. Because if you recall, according to Luke, the last thing Jesus said to his disciples was, "Stay here. Stay here in this city until you have been clothed with power from on high." So I think they were expecting this. Yet this power, I also suspect, turns out to be something far greater than any of them could have imagined. Because when it comes, it starts with the sound like the rushing of a violent wind. And it fills this entire house where all of them are waiting, all the followers of Jesus are. Then this power bursts into tongues of fire above all of their heads. And everyone gathered there in Jerusalem that day opened their mouths to shout their praises to God, but what came out of their mouths were languages that none of them had ever spoken before. These were people from all over the world. Elamites, Cappadocians, Romans, Egyptians, Arabs, you name it. They all heard these Galileans speaking their own native language. What in the world is going on here? And just as everyone starts to conclude that drunkenness is the only explanation for this bizarre behavior, Peter speaks up. As I've said before, we all have a friend like Peter. We all have a friend, don't we? Whenever this person is in a crowd and opens their mouth, everyone else gets a little nervous. You never know what they're going to say. Oh, but here Peter does well. Peter opens his mouth and explains this bizarre behavior and says, friends, this is how it should be. First of all, he says, we're not drunk. It's only 9 o'clock in the morning. What do you take us for? And second, he says, this was all foretold by the prophet Joel. And Peter quotes Joel chapter and verse. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit on all people. And your sons and your daughters, they will preach. Your young people will see visions. Your old people will dream dreams. And with the pouring out of God's spirit and God's power on all people, the church is born. This is what Christian churches celebrate on Pentecost Sunday. We celebrate our birthday by celebrating the gift of the church that we have been given. It's a gift we cannot keep for ourselves, this we know. It's a gift the Spirit wants us to share. To quote Joel, with all people. There's a little parable I rather love by Presbyterian pastor and poet Ann Weems. Once upon a time, she writes, there was a church that had many different rooms. However, these rooms were only reserved for parties. There was the deacon's party room. There was the music party room, the feasting party of room, the do justice party room, the love mercy party room, the touch lepers party room. And in the center of this church, there was a large round room with an altar and the cross. And it was called God's party room. And there was in this church an air of festivity and brightness that you just could not deny. But now, the people outside of this church, they didn't like all this. They pointed their fingers and they shook their heads. Something really ought to be done about that church. They were especially upset when they saw that members of this church would wear party hats to church. And they would smile as they're going in the church and coming back out. For shame. Other congregations would come and take a look. They were shocked by what they would see when they saw this church having so much fun during a worship service. Snapping their fingers, tapping their toes. Who heard of such? This is sacrilegious, screamed the crowd. But the people in the church just smiled at them and went right on doing things like taking people in wheelchairs to the park and playing ball with them. When everybody else was collecting canned goods for the poor and feeling quite good about themselves for it, this church instead gave their time and energy to distribute the food down at the food pantry, speaking with families, looking at them in the eye, dignifying them as people, laughing with them, sharing stories and jokes. This church held picnics down at the retirement home, and old men hopped in potato sack races while the congregation cheered them on. It was at one of these picnics that a 75-year-old woman climbed into the bed of her pickup truck and shouted, Jesus is Lord! Ain't that great news? Ah, now we can get them for disturbing the peace, one of the outsiders said. So they called the police, The police arrived the next Sunday with their sirens blaring. They went inside the church, only to come out 2 hours later wearing party hats and smiles a mile wide. One Sunday afternoon, the entire congregation met at the jail, handed out flowers to the prisoners. The following week, after bread and wine and much laughter at God's table, the people went to the hospital, asked to see the dying patients. They held their hands and mopped their brows and spoke to them about life. "This is disgraceful," shouted the crowd. "They must be stopped." So the crowd appealed to the governing committee at the local denomination. The denomination sent a committee of respected persons from other churches to see for themselves. "Do you deny these charges of heresy?" asked the committee. "Do you deny that you've mocked the church and our Lord?" The people of the church just looked into the committee's stern red faces and just smiled at them. They held out their hands to the members of the committee and led them into the birthday cake party room. There on a table, right in the middle of the party room, sat a large cake decorated beautifully with doves descending in red flames and words across the top that said, "Happy birthday, church." The people began cutting cake and blowing up balloons and handing out party hats to members from the committee. Wait a minute," cried the committee chair. "Can't you take anything seriously?" "Yes," said the people. "We take our commitment to God very seriously." "You don't take it seriously at all," interrupted the chairman in a loud voice, his face just bulging in red. "You have parties and you wear silly hats and blow up balloons and sing and dance and have fun. You call that commitment?" The people just smiled at the chair, asked him if he'd like a glass of wine. He hit his fist on the table. "I don't want wine. I don't want a piece of birthday cake either. We are here to reprimand you. We're here to show you that you're wrong. Can't you be serious for one moment?" "We are serious," said the people. "We're asking you to have communion with us." "With birthday cake? This is outrageous." "Outrageous? Sir, we ask you to sit at our table and eat with us. God gave the Holy Spirit to all believers, and that is something to celebrate. It's an occasion for a party. We are celebrants of the gift of life. We are community. We are God's church. Why are your faces red when all we're trying to do is convey love and justice and mercy? Why do you shake your fists at us when we're trying to discover the hurting and bring compassion? We are overjoyed that we can be the church, a community of people who are many yet are one, different, but who walk together and welcome anyone who wants to walk with us. When we see injustices, we know that we must be about God's work of freeing the oppressed. When we ourselves are faithless, we remember God's promise of forgiveness. Isn't it remarkable that we get to be God's good news? Is it any wonder that our church has party rooms? We have been given so much, and for that we must celebrate. The committee stared at the people. The people moved closer to them, and closer still. Then they reached out their arms and embraced all the members of the committee. The chairman slowly and with great hesitation stepped up to the table. He sliced a piece of birthday cake, took a small bite, and then another larger bite. And then he laughed out loud. He began slicing and passing out pieces of cake to all the other committee members. And then the chairman raised his glass and said, "My friends, today is the day. Today is the day we celebrate. So happy birthday, church." Happy birthday, church, indeed.